What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nine players arrive in St. Joe for Camp Island. Only one can take home the final prize. Who will be the 2025 Chiefs Camp Darling?
Decisions.
Double elimination day.
It is.
Down to the final three?
Mm-hmm. We're getting close to crunch time. Remember yesterday we added Jason Brownlee. He was a late addition. You can get added to the island. We said with a performance in a preseason game. I understand it was one catch, but it was one of the stories out of preseason game number one. So here is who is on the island. Reminder, Rashard Smith, Tyquan Thornton, Jalen Royals, Jason Brownlee, and Omar Norman Lott. That means Elijah Mitchell, Jaquarius Spivey, Jared Wiley, Jake Brenningstuhl, and Noel Williams have all been eliminated from Camp Darling Island. I hope a couple of those names still turn out to have impacts this season, but they aren't Camp Darlings in 2025.
So unless they have like a Omar Norman, you know, or sorry. If
on Monday will
Jaquarius be... Jaquarius Spivey has a 3-sack preseason game. We might have to have a different conversation.
That, yeah, if Norman Lott sacks 3 guys on Friday night, then that's something. Monday we will crown our Camp Darling 2025. But today, 2 guys for the time being have to be voted off the island. So let's go around. Give me your one nomination, and we'll see if we're in agreement here.
I think it's fairly obvious at this point that Breshard Smith, my guy, okay. And I'll take credit for my own team here, but Breshard Smith should have survived this round. He should have been an obvious survivor this round. But he had 4 carries for 10 yards and 1 catch for negative 6 yards. And unless I'm going to crown a Camp Darling based on their pass protection, in which I think he did well, I don't think it's reasonable to do it. Jalen Royals had a bigger game. Tyquan Thornton has had a bigger camp. He also had a slightly bigger game, but he's had a bigger camp. So he's been a bigger name overall. And as much as I might have to just kick Jason Brownlee right back off the island, I do unfortunately think that Breshard Smith's got to go.
So I would have also.
He's got the best chance to come back on the island, though.
He does. So I would have also, as one of my two, Breshard Smith, because the finger injury probably hurt him a little bit, but also this preseason game was a great opportunity. Now, there's a chance Friday night.
He's got a big chance of coming right back.
He still could do it on Monday and go from being voted off to winning it at the end of the day if he has a huge game Friday night.
I love reality TV, man.
But Breshard Smith, at some point, if you want to stay on the island, you got to do something. You got to become a story at
He's
some point.
He's clearly the fourth running back on the roster now, Drew.
Carson Steele's
playing
better.
He can't even
move
up the depth chart.
All right, so that's 2 votes. Go ahead, Drew. Give me your one. But that's 2 votes for Breshard Smith. I think he's one of the guys getting kicked off today.
All right. Well, I wouldn't vote Breshard Smith, but it sounds like he is.
Okay.
I'm going to vote my guy, Omar Norman Lott, off because we haven't heard his name pop up really at all. Like Breshard Smith's name has popped more recently than Omar Norman Lott's. Yeah, he was a big story. Yeah, I feel like it's kind of tapered off a little bit. So I would take Omar Norman Lott off, actually.
Interesting. Okay.
I agree with Omar Norman.
So I guess the question is, so Breshard Smith, there's 2 votes for Smith. It sounds like Cody's willing to vote for Norman Lott. I would agree with those.
So there's 3 wide receivers? We're not going to get any kind of positional change.
I think that's where we're headed now. And then Monday, we will vote for the winner. there's a chance that Norman Lott, but I think Omar Norman Lott, my only pushback with him is like he was a bigger story for 1 week than anybody else other than
Should we not be kicking Jason Brownlee off? The guy we just put on, he had one catch.
My vote would be Omar Norman Lott and Brownlee. I would have kept Rashard Smith on, actually.
He has one catch, Jason Brownlee.
Smith and Brownlee.
In fairness, it was a
Smith
touchdown.
And Brownlee off
it's that
the
or Norman Lott or Brownlee. I agree with – I think it's those three. Let's agree to that real quick. Rashard Smith, Omar Norman
yes,
Lott, Jason
Yes, we're debating
Brownlee.
Those guys. Yes.
Those are the guys. So Thornton and
Jalen
Royals
what do you
are
think?
Safe.
913.
Yeah, we need some opinions here.
586-7965. Monday, the official Camp Darling 2025 will be crowned. So – Rashard Smith, to me, absolutely has to be, for the time being, voted off. That, to me, is a non-starter, in my opinion. Like, he has to be the name off.
All right.
The question is, to me, Norman Lott versus Brownlee.
If it's between those two, I would actually...
The thing is, Brownlee had the moment in the preseason game, yes, but Norman Lott for 1 week was as big of a story as anybody. Go ahead.
If it's between those two, I think Brownlee's out.
I would kind of agree.
So I think
Rashard Smith and Brownlee are gone, which would leave us with Thornton, Royals, and Omar Norman Lott.
Are we going to look stupid on Monday if Brownlee has another couple of touchdown catches? He's just going to come right back?
We might.
We can come back on.
We could also look really bad if Rashard Smith has two touchdowns with four catches or something.
It's not about, still win.
It's not about looking bad. It's about crowning the right Camp Darling at the end of the day on Monday.
All right, so for now,
someone
we're
says
down
obsessing
three.
Over one catch is the definition of a Camp Darling.
So maybe Brownlee should stay.
That's
then.
A great point.
So maybe someone says Norman Lott stay. Disappointing, I guess, for what I wanted to see.
So maybe we should keep Browning. Maybe we keep Brownlee just because of that. Actually.
All right. Final answers here. I will switch again. My goodness.
Get rid of Omar Norman.
Rashard Smith and Omar Norman Lott are off the island, in my opinion.
But then, see, that's a problem. Like, three wide Brownlee and Smith, I start leaning Smith. Well, but he can just retake that job if he performs in the preseason.
Monday will be obvious. I think that's Monday will be obvious who the Camp Darling
Thornton is.
Thornton
is still the favorite. He's still the Vegas odds-on favorite, if anybody could bet on Camp Darling.
Jalen Royals has the opportunity for a big preseason game, too, though. All of a sudden, he can come out of nowhere and win this thing. Noel Williams has a pick six, and we're like, uh-oh. You know, there's a lot of things. Friday night's big.
I feel like it'd be more than a pick six for Noel Williams, you know? Jake Brenningstuhl, he never turned.
Someone says Brownlee has shown more this week.
Healthy.
That is correct. Brownlee is really more about he's on a five-day heater.
But this isn't just a five-day heater, man. This is all a camp.
Yep.
This is the whole thing. That's why he's still a long shot to win it, and Rashard Smith still got a good chance to get back on. But you know what? It's an earned role as well.
Yeah, in fairness.
It's an earned role as well. Rashard Smith didn't earn it this week. Brownlee did.
Honestly, to this point, hasn't done anything.
Except for getting talked about in camp, yes.
But even that was more because of just people were hoping to talk about him.
Yeah, we didn't see it on Saturday. Yeah,
Friday night against Seattle.
Hold on, just to be sure, one more time. We did not check their social media after practice. Did they have practice yesterday?
They did,
okay.
Ooh, so let's yeah, we
just
haven't.
Hold on. Just not the game.
You're saying that's something game. Could change.
I'm pretty sure we already packed their bags. They're off the island, man.
I just want to make sure.
It's reality.
If somebody was supposed to be, there is a running back room is bursting with energy.
The limo's already driving away. The limo's already driving away.
Oh, Jalen Royals had a catch in the rain.
He's still on the island.
Yeah,
he's safe.
He's still there.
James Winchester was on there.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was. Okay, I think we're safe. We're good. We're good with the ones we took.
Someone says it's Camp Darling, not camp preseason. Yeah, but preseason still, two games are taking place while they're at camp still. Yeah, technically, Friday's game.
Matter.
Technically, Friday's preseason game is after camp, in fairness. As, you know, if we get into the real semantics here, text line. You know, you're right.
Yeah, let's really break down the semantics of our reality-based radio show called Camp Darling Island.
Monday,
I could change the rules forever. I could just decide Robert Tunyon isn't too old.
That's right.
On Monday,
we're having fun.
Claim
with
him
it.
If I
so
will.
Monday we will crown a Camp Darling, and we'll take your guys' votes on it as well. Thank you. Alex Gold, at Cody B. Tapp on Twitter, at Drew B. Nix.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.